He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on March 23rd, Wednesday. This is episode number 132 of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Today's show is a special one as we are getting our arch nemesis from Series 2 coming to Series 3 this week. That's right. As we predicted on the last podcast, Throwdowns S3 has arrived. Would it be a stretch to say Series 2 Throwdowns is single-handedly the drop that destroyed positive EV packs for good? I don't know if that's a stretch, all right? So this is going to be a bit of an emotional podcast for me as I want to like Throwdowns S3, but S2 is still burned into my brain every time I see the word Throwdowns. Did NBA Top Shot do it right this time? Did they finally figure out the formula for what could be the most exciting set in all of Top Shot? Everybody loves big time dunks. They totally blew it. They airballed it in S2. Are they going to make the dunk successfully this time in S3? We get everything you need to know about this rare drop. So as hesitant as I am right now, cue the music. Let's get into it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the round of the Crypto Balls where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and we'll also talk about other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem it worthy. A lot of rug pulls out there. Be careful. I hate to break it to you guys, but I don't think we're ever going to have another Bored Apes Yacht Club, probably ever again. I think if you didn't get one back in the day, I think you probably missed the boat. I just don't see any other projects really, becoming what that monster has became. Never forget. I remember when the drop first happened. I saw them. I was new to the NFT world. I was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. The artwork is absolutely horrendous. I wouldn't pay $10 for it. And now the joke is on me as they go for seemingly hundreds of thousands of dollars. And my Twitter feed is full of NFT stuff at CryptoBallersTS. So as you can imagine, every time I check it, I see people showing off their damn apes. And I'm over here, you know, just digging and doing research, trying to figure out what the next project could be that could have that trajectory. And guess what? Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Or it might. It's just very hard to try to figure out what that's going to be. As it should be. Right? Because if it was easy to figure out, then everybody would be on it. And it'll probably tank the value of it. Anyway, so that right there, that's going to do it for your outside of Dapper Labs NFT talk. Because today is a special day. Throwdowns S3. Now, I did mention in the introduction how S2 is you know what? Not probably. S2 is... Throwdowns S2 is to blame. That was the first rare pack that got distributed where it was negative EV, and it was negative EV by a nice chunk, and people were like in shock, like, wait, this can happen? A rare pack can go negative? Now, back in Series 2, if I'm not mistaken, the Throwdowns S2 rare pack was going for 149. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it was 149. And a lot of those moments did not get a challenge spike because the challenge rewards for the S2 Throwdowns were pitiful. If you forgot what they were, let me remind you. Actually, before I tell you what the challenge rewards were for S2 Throwdowns, let me just give you a bit of the player pool for the Throwdown set, because the player pool is straight fire, right? We got Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell, Zion Williamson, Joel Embiid, James Wiseman, All right, with the list continues. Kawhi Leonard, Karl Anthony Towns, Miles Bridges, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Chris Porzingis, if you're into that kind of thing. So the player pool itself was fire. And all the moments in throwdowns are really nice because they're all big time dunks, which is the most exciting play or the most exciting moment you can have. An NBA Top Shot, I'd take a dunk moment over a three-pointer. I take a dunk over a layup. I take a dunk over a block. I take a dunk over an assist and a dunk over a steal. I think the dunk is the most valuable play because it just gets you hyped to see a nice dunk. So the S2 player pool was there, but where Top Shot totally missed and totally missed the fucking rim. Like the ball went over the damn backboard and about 15 rows into the seats. That's how bad they missed on the challenge awards for Throwdowns S2. So here are the challenge awards. Now there was 5 of them, which was a lot. All right, so while I'm reading you this list, make sure you remember all those big names that we just rifled off that were in this set. Okay, so here are the challenge awards. Hamidou Diallo, Anthony Simons, Blake Griffin, Derek Jones Jr., and Zach LaVine. All right, that is a absolutely pitiful list. And as I read that off, you know, a couple names probably stuck out to you there, right? I mean, Blake Griffin, I don't know if I'd call him like a legendary player, but he's a legendary dunker. Zach LaVine's a great player, but then like the Hamidou Diallo, Anthony Simons, yes, like he's been good, but still, when we're talking about throwdowns, Anthony Simons is not a name that comes to mind. Derek Jones Jr., yes, but these aren't guys that are valuable. All right, no shots at them. But when you talk about a challenge reward, you want the challenge reward to be the Ja Morant. You want it to be the Zion. All right, you don't want the Diallos and the goddamn Derrick Jones Jr.'s. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. So the Blake Griffin, it's not, you know, vintage Blake Griffin. It's not him banging it on a Gallinari back in the Clippers days. It's on the Brooklyn Nets. Who cares about Blake Griffin on the Brooklyn Nets? I certainly don't. And as we were saying, Zach LaVine, great player. But guess what? Out of all the challenge awards, Zach LaVine's moment is the cheapest out of all of them. Makes no sense. Man, this trip down memory lane is making my blood boil. So, all right. Yeah, we have to move on from Throwdowns S2. It is over. It is done with. Or is it? Okay, because I have a suspicion about something about S2 Throwdowns that, I can't guarantee that my theory is correct. I can't confirm or deny, but let's just say S2 Throwdowns might have a little bit of relevancy in just a couple days. All right, so that's enough about S2 Throwdowns for now before I get a hernia. All right, let's talk about S3 Throwdowns. Let's start off with the pack artwork. I totally dig the new artwork. It has more of a Series 1 Throwdowns vibe to it. It's clean. It's bright. It feels rare when you look at it. So I really like the artwork. So I feel like we're kind of trying to bury S2 Throwdowns entirely. And I swear this isn't the, you know, shit on S2 Throwdowns pod. All right. We're here to talk about Series 3. So this drop is going to happen in exactly a day from the time of recording. That's right. It's going to be on Thursday. There's going to be multiple queues, priority queue 1, 2, and general. Priority queue 1 this time, though, has a truly monstrous collector score requirement. Priority queue 1 has a requirement of 20,000 collector score. Even with a marketplace bonus, which it is a nice bonus, all right? It's the $1 per for marketplace spending. So people are getting a big bonus, but still, I believe last we checked, our friends at Live Token have it on record that there's currently 5.5K collectors that have a collector score, including the bonus of 20K. So that's not a lot of people, 5.5K. So let's talk about Priority Q2. Now, Priority Q2, there is a humongous difference between Q1 and Q2. I actually wish that it was a little closer. Maybe Priority Q1 be 20, maybe Priority Q be 10K with the Marketplace bonus. I think that's a fair number, but it's all the way down at 2K with the Marketplace bonus. So there is going to be an absolute buttload of people that qualify for Pro to Q2. The number actually comes in at about 25,000 collectors have the collector score of 2K plus. So that is a lot of people. So this pack will not be guaranteed. But hey, isn't this what we asked for? Didn't we ask for packs that are going to be harder to get? So that way you're not just buying as many $50 packs as humanly possible, hoping you get a rare. This pack is guaranteed rare. So if you get one, no, you are getting a Throwdowns moment. And then you guys know the drill for general queue, open to everybody. Everybody can qualify. So basically, general queue is going to be a bloodbath. Priority queue 2 is going to be like the Royal Rumble. And priority queue 1 is going to be like the NBA Finals. All right, I think that's a pretty nice way, pretty good way to put it. All right, now let's actually talk about the details of the pack itself. So there's going to be a total of 17,000 packs available, and they're going to come in at $89 a pop. There's going to be 5 moments per pack. So it's going to be 1 Throwdown rare limited edition moment, and then the other moments are going to be base set, which are going to range from 4K all the way up to 60K, which, you know, you're more than likely going to get 4 60K commons in this pack along with your Throwdowns. Now, Throwdowns S3 is going to be more limited than what it was in S2. In S2, the mint count was 1.8K, which is pretty high for a rare. In Series 3 is going to be 888 as a mint count. So I'm happy to see that it's under 1,000. All right, so let's take a look at the drop time. So priority Q1, again, you need a collector score of 20,000 plus, which only 5.5K people are currently at. There's going to be 4,000 packs available. So you got like an 85% chance if you have a collector score of 20,000 plus to actually get a pack, which is crazy high odds. If you miss out on priority Q1 when you have a collector score of 20K, that is just really unfortunate that you're going to have to try to fight it out with everybody in Q2 and general queue. So if you have a collector score of 20K plus, you have to be feeling pretty good about your odds on this one. So the drop time for priority Q1 is going to be 1 p.m. Eastern. Again, these are all going to be on Thursday, March 24th. So 1 p.m. Eastern, priority Q1. Priority Q2 is going to be 3 p.m. Eastern. And there's going to be 10,000 packs available in that drop. So we're looking at about a 50% chance in general Q2. So you're looking at a coin flip if you have a collector score of 2,000 plus. Again, priority Q2 is going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern. General queue is going to be 5 p.m. Eastern. Collector score requirement of 0. And there's going to be 3,000 packs available. Again, general queue is going to be an absolute bloodbath. Now, there will be some airdrop packs to go around. The snapshot has already taken place a couple days ago. And you're going to get 3 rare packs for the completed set of Throwdowns S1 and Throwdowns S2. All right, so now's the fun part. Now let's talk about the player pool and the challenges that are going to be coming. So we know that the problem with S2 Throwdowns was they had a fire player pool and they had an absolutely abysmal challenge reward slate. So let's see if Series 3 Throwdowns, let's see if they can finally, you know, catch the alley-oop and throw it down, or if that sucker is going to go back in the stands like what they did for S2. So we're going to start off with the player pool. And I can already tell that these guys, let's be real here. They listen to the podcast, okay? They hear the complaining. They know that we're all unbelievably annoyed about how S2 Throwdowns went down. They caught a ton of slack. Everybody was furious with how Throwdowns S2, you know, how it happened. So I feel like they're going to fix it. But we're going to see, and I can already tell that they're speaking to me directly, okay? Because the first two guys on this list for Throwdowns moments, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. You think that, you know, you think they did that on purpose? I'm not entirely sure, all right? You guys out there listening, humongous Celtics fan here, and they throw Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum both in the rare Throwdowns. I swear they are pandering to us already, all right? So I already like the way that the player pool looks. But unfortunately, as I scroll up the list, there is some landmines for sure. Okay, so Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, boom, boom, love both of those. Then you got Kelly Oubre and Alex Caruso. Those are two lower tier guys for sure. Kelly Oubre and Caruso, no one's excited about that. There will be a DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan has had a stupid hot year this year. His name was brought up in MVP-esque circles, but he has recently started to fall off a bit, and his heater looks like it came to an end. We'll see if he can turn it around, but I think that he still has some value on NBA Top Shot. Let's keep going. Hey, here's a familiar name. Derrick Jones Jr. makes a return, this time not as a challenge award. I like that. We got Isaac Okoro. That's whatever. Luka Doncic. That's a big one. All right, Luka Doncic, humongous name. Anytime we can get a very Luka Doncic is a good day, even though just a week ago we were talking a ton of shit about how our rare all-star game Luka Doncic was going for like $150, when in series two the shit was going for $3.8K. So Luka Doncic is going to be in yet another rare drop. We'll see this time if it'll have more value than the all-star game set or not. It's going to be more rare, as the mint count will be 888 as opposed to 2022. So we got Luka Doncic, we got Andrew Wiggins, mediocre, Gary Payton, I think that's bad, Juan Castano-Anderson, that's bad. Now again, I'm not saying that these guys are bad basketball players. They're all great players. They're in the NBA. But if we're talking about Top Shot value-wise, these guys are bad. Gary Payton, he's not exactly demanding a high price point in the marketplace. Neither is Juan Castano-Anderson. Miles Turner, I feel like we haven't seen Miles Turner play in so damn long. He's an exciting player to watch for sure. But again, lower tier. Paul George, haven't seen him play in forever. It's not fair to talk about Miles Turner not playing and then just, you know, skip over that with Paul George. Paul George hasn't been playing, but he's but I see him as a huge name. So I think that's going to be valuable. We got Malik Monk, again, bad. But we have LeBron James. So LeBron James is going to have a throwdown moment in the set. It will not be a challenge award, unfortunately, but that just means that LeBron James is going to be a little bit easier to come by, which anytime you can get a very LeBron James, you should probably hold that thing because it could skyrocket in the future. Very excited to see LeBron James in this drop. So just real quick, we're looking at Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, LeBron James, Luka Doncic. We got some big names in here for sure amongst a lot of mediocrity. We got Naz Reid, probably the worst in the entire drop. All right, maybe not though, because he's going to have some competition. We got Wendell Carter Jr. He's been playing good lately. De'Aaron Fox. I love me some Swiper the Fox. Doug McDermott. Oh, God. I know I call him Dougie Buckets, but man, not exciting. Jordan Clarkson. It's whatever. And Daniel Gafford. Ugh, man. There's landmines in this drop for sure. I think the player pool for S2 was better than S3, but S3 has a couple names that are just colossal with LeBron James and Luka Doncic. But there is a ton of guys that are not very exciting. But Dapper can fix this. Top Shot can fix this. I'm not ready to write off Throwdown Series 3 yet, because even bad players will get a spike in value if the challenge reward that it correlates with is good. So let's take a look at the challenge rewards. Now, it looks like there's going to be four challenge rewards this go around in no particular order. And I don't know, you know, which players are going to connect to which challenge. That's impossible to know right now, unless you go, you know, unless you like work for Dapper, and then you might know. But we don't work for Dapper. So I'm going to do my best to put these in order from least exciting to most exciting. I think the least exciting, it probably has to be Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs had a bad rookie year. I get it. It's going to have rookie badges on it. Rookie badges are very valuable. We like rookie badges around here. I apologize, by the way, if you can hear my dog whining. He's in the other room. He's standing at the door, and he uses his nose to hit the doorknob. I don't know if you guys dogs out there do that, but Ardo, he'll go over to the door, and he'll physically hit the doorknob with his nose to make the sound so we can hear that he's at the door, and he's letting us know that he needs to go out. So I'm going to do a quick break. I'm going to go bring him outside, and then I'm going to come right back. You won't even see it. Watch this. All right, see that? Back in a flash, it's like we never left. All right, so as I was saying, Jalen Suggs Challenge Award, that's, you know, not very exciting. I think it's probably the least exciting of the four players. Next is going to be Russell Westbrook. Now, it really does feel like NBA Top Shot was listening to us, right? Because Russell Westbrook was a regular Throwdowns S2 moment And now they're going to make him an S3 challenge reward. So they took some of the big names that were just in the player pool for S2 and they moved some of the good players to the challenge side, because a lot of people were complaining that all of those good rare moments in S2 were useless because nobody wanted to complete the challenges to get those terrible players, the challenge rewards. So they took some of the big names from S2 regular set and they moved them to challenge rewards this time. So they're going to be harder to get, but it should raise the value of a lot of these bad throwdown moments, like, you know, the McDermotts and the Naze Reeds and, you know, those kind of players. So Russell Westbrook, I think, is going to be in third place. Okay, so he makes the podium at least. But a lot of people are not feeling Russell Westbrook right now. He's been very bad on the Lakers. Are the Lakers the worst team in the NBA? They really might be. They're bad. Even when they had Anthony Davis, they were playing bad. But right now, when it's just LeBron and Westbrook, that combination, that pairing, does not work. And whoop-de-doo, what a surprise, huh? I remember going on Twitter right after they signed Russell Westbrook, talking about how they should have just grabbed Buddy Hield, who would have been a much better fit, for, you know, half the price. They went for Russell Westbrook. It doesn't work at all. The guy can't shoot. He turns the ball over. And LeBron just has to, you know, be sour on that whole situation. So I see the Russell Westbrook Challenge Award being, you know, not that exciting, not overly valuable. But LeBron James is in this drop. LeBron James on the Lakers with Russell Westbrook. There's a shot that LeBron James could be a requirement for the Russell Westbrook challenge. So we'll see what that does if that is indeed the case. Okay, so the next two challenges I'm pleased to announce, these are both going to be good ones. All right. So in second place, I'm going to give it to Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is arguably the best big man in the NBA. It's between him and Jokic. You know, pick your poison with that one. Both of them are fantastic. Again, Joel Embiid was in the player pool for S2, and now he's going to be a challenge reward for S3. So I think that the Joel Embiid challenge reward, I think, will be pretty valuable. I don't think it'll be overly crazy, but I do think it's going to have a nice price point behind it. I think the Joel Embiid is going to be worth a pretty penny, that's for sure, especially the way that he's playing this year. I think everybody is in agreement that he is, you know, one of the two best centers in the whole league. Definitely an MVP candidate. So I do like the Joel Embiid as a challenge reward here. However, I have no idea of what the requirements will be for Joel Embiid, because there's, you know, there's not a lot of Sixers out there that are going to be, you know, I feel like I don't see any Sixers that could be requirements for Joel Embiid. There is no other Sixer in this in the throwdown set, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think that there was any when I went through it, so I have no idea what they're going to do for Joel Embiid. But is Joel Embiid a better player than Jalen Suggs and Russell Westbrook? Absolutely. Therefore, it should be one of the more expensive challenge rewards. And last but definitely not least, and I feel like it's a 100% guarantee, this is going to be the most valuable moment in the entire throwdown set. There's going to be a challenge award for Ja Morant. Now, Ja Morant's moments right now are on fire. People are all over Ja. He's having a stellar season. He was also in the MVP rumblings there for a while. Ja Morant is one of the most exciting players to watch. And his moments on Top Shot are nuts, because what this guy does is crazy. So it's nice to see Ja Morant in here. And yet again, Ja Morant was a regular Series 2 throwdowns moment. Now he's a challenge reward. All right. So I feel like we're picking up on a bit of a pattern here. So the number of throwdowns moments, there are 21, I believe there's 21 throwdowns moments and then 4 challenge rewards. All right. So if you break it down, it looks like there is going to be some sort of wild card requirement in these challenge rewards, because the math just doesn't even out. So the fact that 3 of the 4 players as challenge awards for throwdown S3 do have other throwdowns moments in S2, it makes me believe, and again, I can't confirm or deny that this will be the case, but I feel like it just makes a lot of sense that as a requirement for the Ja Morant S3 challenge, a wild card could be the Ja Morant series 2 throwdown. Same thing with Embiid. Embiid's wild card could be the Joel Embiid series 2 moment. And the same thing with Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook's wild card requirement might be S2 throwdowns Russell Westbrook. Now, there is no information backing that. That is just pure speculation on my part, but it makes so much sense that I feel like that is probably going to be the case. If it is in fact the case, it would definitely be very savvy to go ahead and grab the throwdowns Embiid, Westbrook, and Morant now, because once the challenge gets announced, those moments in S2 are going to take a spike because they're not that high. Russell Westbrook, I think, was going for like 85, Embiid maybe 100 and change. Ja Morant was around the 230 mark last I checked. So those moments will all take a spike, especially if they're going to be wildcard requirements for the S3 version of throwdowns. So that's just something to keep in mind. Again, I'm not telling you to go ahead and buy those moments now because it is in fact how the wildcard is going to play out. It is pure speculation. Now, that does leave the Jalen Suggs problem because he is a rookie. So he doesn't have a throwdowns moment. So what could they do for him? An idea could be they might use a rookie throwdown regular set from S2 and make that a wild card. All right. So that way you kind of stick with the rookie theme at least. So maybe Anthony Edwards, or like Anthony Edwards might be a little too expensive. Maybe like an Isaiah Stewart type. Not quite sure what they're going to do for Jalen Suggs wild card. And again, just the fact that I'm even talking about wild cards for these challenges, that's pure speculation as well. There's no information that there's going to be any wild card requirement for these. But if you do the math, 4 challenges, 21 moments, it does not even out. So there has to be something. So Throwdowns S3. Will it be better than Throwdowns S2? Well, I feel like they heard the community after the S2 drop, and their way to fix it is seemingly you make the pack price cheaper. It's, you know, roughly $60 cheaper in S3 than it was for S2. So you make the pack price cheaper, you fill the set with, you know, mediocre names with a couple superstars in there, and then you have good challenge rewards versus the S2 version where you load up the player pool with unbelievable players but no true like mega stars. Like there was no LeBrons, no Lucas. So I feel like they kind of just totally reversed it. I feel like they totally flipped the script. S2, terrible challenge rewards, great pool. S3, pretty bad player pool, couple superstars, but altogether I'd say that it's a bad player pool with probably 2 great challenge awards and then 1 mediocre and then 1 rookie. So I feel like they did, but the pack price is cheaper. So I feel like they totally flipped it around this time. Will the Ja Morant and Joel Embiid challenge awards make it enough with the combination of having a Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown? All right, I'm going to throw those 2 guys in there as well, even though there might be a little bias there. So I like the direction that they're going. I just hope that having Russell Westbrook and Jalen Suggs as challenge awards, I hope that that's enough to save the set, because I feel like they could have done better on those last 2. The Joel Embiid, Ja Morant, absolutely. Those are 2 great names. But if you would have had 4 great names, I think it could have been exciting. So we'll see. You got to remember too, there's a couple names from S2 throwdowns that just didn't play this year. And the guys that give us big time dunks, Kawhi Leonard, he gave us a couple, in my opinion, best dunks of the year last year. He hasn't played a second this year. Same thing with Zion Williamson, huge dunker. He is just not eligible for the set because he hasn't played. So if you tell me that instead of Russell Westbrook or Jalen Suggs, we could have had like a Kawhi Leonard and Zion Williamson, which actually makes sense because both of those players are in the player pool for S2. So it makes sense that those 2 guys could flip it around and be challenge awards for this go around. That could have been a possibility. If you're looking at challenge awards of Joel Embiid, Ja Morant, Kawhi Leonard, and Zion Williamson, that would totally change the game. But some of the best dunkers just weren't available this year for Series 3 throwdowns, and it's a shame. But what are you going to do? So all in all, I'm optimistic about Throwdown's S3 because the pack price is cheap and there's a couple big time hits in the drop. Unfortunately, a lot of people are going to get stuck with like the Carusos and the Oubres and the Doug McDermott's, which would be really unfortunate. But again, the pack price is pretty cheap. Mint count of 888. That's not bad. The challenge rewards on the whole, I'd say that the challenges are good this go around. So we'll see what happens. Packs will not be a guaranteed again. So if you don't get one, just, you know, hit that marketplace right after the drop. You know, a lot of people are going to be undercutting like a son of a bitch. I'll be in line. I'll have two tabs open, one for Jason Tatum, one for Jaylen Brown. And I'll be watching that price just continue to plummet. And I'm going to try to grab those guys, whether before challenges are announced or after the challenges are done. I'm going to want to add these two Celtics to my personal collection. That's just me. Who are you going to collect? Are you going to be going to complete one of these four challenge awards? Let me know on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Just at me. I try to respond to every tweet I get. Sometimes I get a little backed up with the DMs and stuff like that, but I am listening. I do check everything. All right, hopefully you enjoyed this version of S3 Throwdowns. Hopefully Throwdowns S3 doesn't do as dirty like they did last year, and we can actually talk about it in the future and not try to stay as far away as possible as we did for S2 Throwdowns. I'm pretty sure after S2 Throwdowns dropped, I think I needed to take a couple pods off because I was just unbelievably angry at how they went about doing the challenges that go around. Because that was back when Top Shot was still like very profitable, still very high EV. Now, you know, now it's a little rough. So we'll see what happens. All right, this is Money1834 signing off. Good luck on your drops. I'll catch you guys on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS, and we'll talk again on Friday.